The party of Argentina's president, Javier Milei, claimed a victory in Sunday's midterm elections. This win is likely to please his ally, President Trump, who had offered a multi-billion-dollar bailout to Argentina contingent on his party carrying those elections. Natalie Alcoba reports from Buenos Aires.
Argentina's president, Javier Milei, had reason to celebrate Sunday. The libertarian leader clinched a strong victory in a test of his political power and a quasi-referendum on his tough economic prescriptions. La Libertad Avanza, his party, secured more than 40% of the popular vote, almost 9 points ahead of the main opposition, Fuerza Patria, the left-leaning Peronist coalition. President Milei has substantially increased the number of seats held by his party in the lower house of deputies and the Senate.
Hoy claramente ha sido un día histórico para la Argentina.
Today was a historic day, a jubilant Milei boasted in his victory speech. Today we passed a turning point. Today we are starting to build a great Argentina.
Hoy comienza la construcción de la Argentina grande.
Outside Milei's Buenos Aires headquarters, throngs of supporters came out to show their support.
It significa toda una revolución, todo un cambio radical, necesario.
This is about a revolution, a radical change that is necessary, said Gaspar Lara, a 32-year-old Milei supporter. But voter turnout was low. Just 68% of the voting public cast a ballot on Sunday. It's a sign of growing political apathy in Argentina, where people are worn out by boom and bust cycles. This election drew more eyes than usual due to the unexpected intervention of the United States in Argentina's economy. The Trump administration authorized a $20 billion currency swap with Argentina to help bolster the strength of its peso, which had weakened under political and economic uncertainty. The bailout has been questioned by sectors in both the United States and in Argentina, which is heavily indebted. Now, Argentines brace for what comes next in the Milei era. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Alcoba in Buenos Aires, Argentina.